Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
$3 million damage to logging equipment in Tasmanian forest strike. Saboteurs left $3 million Australian of damage in two southern Tasmanian logging operations after a well-organized weekend environmental terrorism strike. Logging equipment, seven specialized log-handling excavators, a small log-moving vehicle known as a skidder, and a worker's trailer were trashed and torched, and logs were burned in the attacks. The devastation was revealed in two forestry operations near Geeveston on the island south of Australia. The damage bill is $2 million at the Arve Valley and $1 million at Esperance River. About $30,000 worth of logs were also burnt. The attacks brought logging to a halt and forced contractors to lay off 14 workers. The latest attack follows another rampage just 2 weeks ago when vandals caused $750,000 damage to machinery belonging to Launceston contractor Les Walkenden in native forest between Lake Gordon and Lake Pedder. Inspector John Cruz at the Arve Valley crime scene said, "It would appear that one of the vehicles was driven around and used to damage the other machinery. Then they were all set alight. It also looks as though the person or persons responsible had some knowledge of driving this machinery," Inspector Cruz said. The excavators, which weigh 30 to 40 tons apiece, lay belly up with their trucks and mechanical arms reaching to the sky. Logs once stacked neatly also had been knocked down, askew, and burnt, charred ends pointing skyward. While there have been a number of cases of damage to machines at various logging sites, nothing comes close to this scale, Inspector Phil Wilkinson, head of the 9-detective investigation team, said. It's property destruction on a massive scale. Forestry Tasmania said the vandalism is the worst it has experienced. Tasmanian Logging Association Chief Executive Wayne Foss said a meeting was planned to discuss a security strategy for loggers. Insurance Council of Australia's Brian Ahern said the attacks would put pressure on contractors to make their equipment more secure. Tasmanian police want to know of any suspicious vehicles seen near the area or any loud noises heard near them over the weekend. In an unusual move, they have asked people to report anyone who smells of smoke or diesel. There was a lot of diesel fuel around and you could not walk through the area and not smell of smoke, police said. The actions appear to be a response to continued logging in old-growth forests in Tasmania that have also brought peaceful protests and road blockades to the island in the past few months. By Earth First Radio News deadline, no person or group had taken responsibility for the action. Portions of this story were written by Danny Rose and Charles Waterhouse of the Mercury News in Tasmania. Chilean forest fires termed environmental tragedy. Fires ravaging native forests in southern Chile, which had been contained last week, have spread again in what has become an environmental tragedy, the government said. The fires have consumed at least 131,000 acres, about 53,000 hectares of land, a third of which have prized native tree species found only in Chile. Frankly, it's an environmental tragedy because there are many separate fires. They had been stabilized, but unfortunately the weather conditions in the last few days made them spread beyond the barriers we had set up initially, said government spokesperson Gerardo Munoz. The fires, which started 3 weeks ago, have crept into state-protected nature reserves, destroying forests of araucaria, or monkey puzzle tree, and other species found only in Chile, such as lenga, coigue, and rauli. Firefighters had controlled most of the fires that had been creeping through a mountainous region about 500 miles or 800 kilometers south of the capital, but hot, dry weather and strong winds over the weekend set them back. It will take at least another month to fully extinguish the blazes, the government said. Earth First Radio News would like to thank the Reuters News Service for this story.
Well, that's the news for today. If you have news or information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archive shows at www.radioforall.net and la.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News.
No compromise in defense.